The ban on the social networking site in the country came after it deleted a tweet by President Muhammadu Buhari threatening to punish those agitating for regional secession. The government, which threatened to arrest and prosecute anyone using the platform, also ordered broadcast stations to suspend their patronage of the platform. But the ECOWAS court says the suspension was inconsistent with provisions of Article 9 of the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and Article 19 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, both of which Nigeria is a state party. The suspension last year sparked an outcry by groups, individuals, local and international organizations over freedom of speech. The government, however, said the suspension was aimed at tackling the misuse of digital innovations and platforms. It lifted the ban in January this year, 7 months after clamping down on the social networking site. It said it did so after Twitter agreed to work with the federal government, doing things like setting up a local office, adhering to tax rules, and appointing a representative in the country. Tessem Akindi.